Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The cigar.
There you go. It's great to meet you, Bob. Just to get the history, I love it. So thank you so much for your time and coming down here so early. Bob McDougall. And again, where is the museum?
We're at 492 Main Street, and we've just celebrated our 20th anniversary as a museum, our 50th anniversary as a historical society, and I'd like to congratulate WTIC on their 100th anniversary of broadcasting.
Thank you. When are you open, by the way?
We're all volunteer-driven. We're currently open one Sunday a month. Our schedule's been a little erratic with the summer, but there's a local newspaper, River East News Bulletin, and that's where we post our hours. So keep an eye there, and you'll see when we have special events.
Great. Your time's 7 o'clock.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:01. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are pointing fingers at one another as they try to figure out how to address residents' outcries over soaring electric bills in Connecticut. In July, bills went up for some. They doubled to pay for a deal with nuclear provider Millstone and COVID-era moratorium payments. House Republican leader Vin Candelora talks about approval given this week to a $3 monthly increase, roughly, to pay for updates to the power grid for EV charging stations.
Those electric charging stations were mandated, by PURA at the direction of the Democrats, and they spent $80 million putting in these charging stations that 2% of the state is going to use, and now that bill has come due to pay.
Senate Democrat leader Bob Duff.
This was not necessary. This was not needed. Nobody asked for this right now. I firmly think, and so does Senator Looney, that this should have been delayed indefinitely.
Both sides, again, are trying to come up with a plan to go forward. Republicans are calling for a special session at the state capitol to address it. Governor Lamont has suggested that he would consider a special session for this issue if there was a clear path to cutting down costs on the table. Some families of hostages held in Gaza believe that this latest round of ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas could be the last best chance to set their loved ones free after more than 300 days in captivity. The families have struggled tirelessly to secure the release of their relatives, who were snatched on October 7th last year during Hamas's cross-border attack. Their hope comes amid growing fears of a wider war in the Middle East as Israel faces rising tensions with Iran and Hezbollah. Police in Hartford say a man was shot in broad daylight Thursday afternoon. More from WTIC's John Silva.
Just after 1:30, officers were checking out a shot spotter notification in the area of Hungerford and Russ Streets. Officers found the victim in the area of 594 Broad Street, having run from the original location. The victim in his 20s was transported to an area hospital where he is in critical condition. The shooting came hours after another man was shot Wednesday night on Martin Street. He sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Both cases are still under investigation. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
East Haven police say in two cases just this week, young people have tried to provoke confrontations with police officers. They say it's part of a wider trend. In one of the recent cases, a police cruiser was rammed. In another, feces were thrown at a cruiser. Police Captain Joe Murgo says that parents and guardians should be engaging with teenagers to try to head off trouble.
We need you to be present in your child's lives, to engage with them, and to ask the tough questions. What are they doing when they're out of your sight? Who are they spending time with? Are they getting involved in dangerous activities?
No arrests have been made in either case. There were no reported injuries. State police say that a man from Waterbury is missing. They say that 74-year-old William Nichols was last seen in a gray sweater. Nichols is described as bald with blue eyes. He stands 5'10" and weighs about 183 pounds. No other details are available. If anybody believes that they've seen Nichols or knows more, they should reach out to the Waterbury Police Department. WTIC News Time is 7:04.
Allow us to introduce you to the Ford truck built for New Englanders like you. The New England Edition F-150. Made with luxurious style, top-notch technology, and built Ford tough capability. Now you can get America's best-selling truck for 47 years for a great deal. To lease the New England Edition F-150 today, stop into your local New England Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com. Claim based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry Reported Total Sales.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Bash, a spine surgeon here at Middlesex Health Center for Spine Surgery. By the time most patients come to us, they've typically suffered for years from back pain, difficulty walking, or numbness. And while we're experts in minimally invasive robotic-assisted spine surgeries, we always try to exhaust all non-surgical options first. We'll help you find the treatment that's right for you so you can get back to doing what you love faster. To learn more about why we're leaders in outpatient spine surgery, visit middlesexhealth.org/spine.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1932 $10 gold Indian coins have been found. These gorgeous 1932 gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1932 dated gold coin featuring Lady Liberty with an Indian war headdress and a majestic eagle. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1932 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 92 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-520-6468. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus over a $55 value free with every order. Call 1-800-520-6468 now to secure your 1932 $10 gold Indian coins before they sell out. Don't wait. You must act fast. Call now.
WTIC News Time, we have 7:06. We're getting new details on some of the exact proposals Vice President Kamala Harris is set to discuss on the campaign trail today.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to lay out her first major policy proposal in Battleground, North Carolina. The economic plan, including the first ever federal ban on price gouging, tax incentives for renters and new housing construction, as well as down payment support of up to $25,000 for first-time homebuyers.
Correspondent Jared Hill adds that most of her proposals would likely require congressional approval. And a longtime host of the popular game show The Hollywood Squares has died, Brian and Matt. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
When a TV producer asked Peter Marshall if he'd like to host a game show.
I said, what's a game show?
Marshall had been singing and acting for 25 years, so working on a new show called Hollywood Squares did not hold much attraction. Still, he took the job, thinking it would only last 13 weeks.
Well, I ran 16 years.
For $250, Paul, true or false, your teeth are about the same size and shape as a pig's.
Look who's talking, beaver face.
Jim Crisula, CBS News.
I love some of those classic shows.
Oh, my God. Hollywood Squares was phenomenal. Because, like, there'd be always, like, somebody on the third level who was getting ignored.
Yes. So
it's just, and there were the certain people who were on the show that I had no idea what they did in Hollywood. Like, I was like, I don't know who that person is other than that they're on Hollywood Squares.
Kind of like the Match Game, too.
Yeah, it's just so funny. I call it the era of the skinny microphone.
I should add that Peter Marshall was 98 years old.
That's incredible. An incredible piece of Americana, too. Thanks, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher. Things are starting to jam here. We have every public official in town of Portland here at Malilly. So come down and get some breakfast. They are now officially open for business. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown, Panderas, and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Well, Brian, you're known as a centrist, so, everybody wants to get involved. They want to meet you. They want to greet you.
We were talking about that. This is a safe space for people of all political persuasions.
Right. We can have a civil discussion, apparently, with you there. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, overall, we are looking very good out there on the roads. Both sides of 84, both sides of 91, Route 2, 291, 384, all moving very well. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 891, and the Parkway, good ride heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
We still have areas of fog and low clouds, especially in the northeast corner of the state and some of the valley locations that'll break up and burn off this morning. Otherwise, we'll see a fair amount of sun mixed with clouds. Plenty of smoke still in the air today. Highs 86 to 91. Moderate humidity, dew points in the 60s, and a relatively light wind, mostly under 10 miles per hour today. There's a small chance for a pop-up shower, thunder shower in the Berkshires, maybe some of the northwest hills later today or even the northeast hills, but most of us should remain dry today into tonight. There will be areas of fog forming tonight. It's partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the 60s. Low clouds and areas of fog Saturday, mixing with some sun during the day, highs in the low 80s. Chance for a shower or two Saturday night into Sunday, although we may also see a couple of breaks of Sunday on Sunday as well. Currently, it's 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Hi, Bob. Thank you very much. Listen, fun fact about my trusted friend Sandy Terenzi and the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. You ready? Sandy spends thousands of dollars on marketing every month to ensure your home is visible to as many qualified buyers as possible. She's just simply that committed to make sure you get the results you're looking for when you're selling or buying a home in Connecticut and in Boston. Her track record speaks for itself. How about an East Hartford woman looking to sell her late mother's home? Spent some time researching real estate agents online, came across Sandy Terenzi and the Livian teams, and read all those reviews, those five-star Google reviews, so she gave Sandy a call. Sandy, the team, well, they got to work, assisted the seller with listing preparations, all the logistics. After a week, bunch of showings, busy open house, multiple offers, $30,000 over list price, boom, done. I mean, just magic. And, of course, you can find more stories like this from Sandy and the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. And call her and the Livian team. It doesn't cost anything to talk to them, and they just know so much about this market and the Boston market. 860-855-SOLD. That's 860-855-SOLD. They'll go online to ctguaranteedsold.com. That's ctguaranteedsold.com. And again, now serving Boston as well.
Life can be unpredictable at times, but you shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of someone else's negligence. If you've been in an accident or work-related injury and it's not your fault, you need a lawyer who knows how to get you the fair and just compensation you deserve. At Brown, Payne, Dearest, and Scott, our team of personal injury lawyers have over 100 years of combined experience. At BPS Lawyers, you get more than a lawyer. You get a law firm. Visit us at bpslawyers.com. Bruce Newman is responsible for the content of this ad.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like the McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets? So stop in for twice the delicious. Price of participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Steve Tosta's got a friend in his patrol dog.
It stops any viruses from affecting our computers.
Steve is a co-owner of Companion Industries, a manufacturer of metal stampings and tool and die work, serving industries locally and nationally. He's seen patrol dog from Tab Computer Systems in action.
One of our employees was working on the network and noticed there was multiple files on the server. We called Tab and they caught it immediately before it went too far.
And Steve's prepared for IT emergencies with an affordable service plan from TAB.
Call the help desk and they're right on it. If it's an emergency, they'll send a tech out right away to try to resolve the problem.
Give TAB Computer Systems a call. 1-888-TAB, the numeral 4, H-E-L-P. 1-888-TAB-4-HELP or at tabinc.com. Technologies advancing business.
Yes, I would absolutely recommend TAB.
TAB Computer Systems.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection from the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso, 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Looking for the best ways to prepare for retirement? Then be sure to tune in to Johnson Brunetti's Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
7-16, the Red Sox going to Baltimore last night, and they had dropped the first of four to the Orioles, a final of 5-1. Gunnar Henderson on the Orioles hitting his 31st homer of the year in this one. Nick Pivetta gave up two homers. It's the Red Sox problem is they just keep giving up homers. Cooper Criswell tries to not do that tonight. 7:05 first pitch from Baltimore as they have to face the Orioles ace Corbin Burns here on WTIC. The Yankees off last night. Garrett Cole gets going for them tonight around 6:40 up in Detroit as they take on the Tigers in Detroit tonight and tomorrow. Then the two teams will head over to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, which is always a fun game to watch as the ball flies out of that Little League ballpark. It's fantastic. The Mets squandered a 6-4 lead yesterday. They lose the rubber game to the Oakland A's at Citi Field 7-6. Mets fans obviously like, what's going on here? They welcome into Miami Marlins, who are pretty terrible, so we'll see what they can do with them. 7-10 start tonight. Cool moment yesterday, the Phillies rookie Weston Wilson became the first Philly rookie in history to hit the for the cycle. So it was pretty cool. The Phillies beat up the Nationals 13-3 yesterday. Yard Goats get going, of course, this weekend with the Somerset Patriots, who they haven't figured out quite yet this week. They dropped their third in a row to the Yankee affiliate 9-3 yesterday. Fans into the ballpark tonight get a superhero cape as it is a strikeout cancer with a cape night. The gates open at 6 o'clock, 7:10 start tonight out there. The Patriots out at Foxborough yesterday at Gillette Stadium have a 14-13 loss. Drake May looked pretty good, though, in a couple series. He went 6 of 11 for 47 yards, also ran in a 4-yard score. They finish up the preseason out in D.C. against the Commanders next Sunday. Then they open up the regular season on the road in Cincinnati on September 8th. The Falcons continue to beef up their defense after scooping up Matthew Judon from the Patriots. They also signed two-time Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons yesterday to a one-year deal worth $8 million. So a solid pickup for them. Tonight, the Connecticut Sun start their second half on the road in Dallas. That one tips off at 9:30. And finally, round one complete, the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis, Tennessee. Chris Kirk holds the lead at 6 under par after he nailed a hole-in-one on the par 3, 14th. yesterday. Right now it's 7:18. Let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. Check how the roads are going with Mark Christopher. Mark?
All right, Matt, thank you very much. And it continues to be very sleepy on the road this morning. Nothing to worry about if you are traveling in and around the greater Hartford area right now. Both sides of 84, both sides of 91, Route 2 westbound, 291, 384, looking good east of the river. If you're heading over to see Brian and company this morning in Portland, Route 9, both directions, and Route 66 going Middletown into Portland, moving very well. Quiet Waterbury, 84 and 891 in the park. We've been moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Enjoy that warmth while you can. Sun mixing with clouds and smoke. We got some of that forest wildfire smoke, 86 to 91. Tomorrow, maybe some clouds and fog in the morning, and then a little bit of sun in the afternoon, low 80s. Sunday, clouds, some sun possible, maybe a shower, low 80s. How do you combine boating and politics? What's the connection? Bob Petzl from Petzl's Marine Center and State Rep Christy Carpino joining us here in Brian and Company. I mean, do you guys know each other?
We do. We do a lot of work together. And, of course, you know, being in business, we need
help.
We need some help up in the legislative office building. And Christy's been kind enough to help our industry and certainly help our community.
And she's got match. Do you match your shoes with your shirt? You don't. Well, she's got awesome Adidas on, matching the blouse. How many are you, like Imelda Marcos with the footwear? Or
I'm not, and I do feel, Brian, that I need to explain this to your listeners. I do admit to having more sneakers than the average non-athlete should have, but nights are sometimes pretty late in the Capitol. After a long day of heels on those hard floors, I've been known to throw on some sneakers.
I really admire our state senators and reps to have careers. It's two careers, and
it's
really such hard work. And I want to get to some serious questions for you, Christy, in a second. I want to start with you, Bob, though, quickly. Like, how's business?
Business is good. You know, when the weather's good, as I tell everybody, you know, when the weather's good, when the sun's out, the wallets come out. So
sun's out, I don't know, money's out.
That's my kind of motto out there. So it's been a good summer. People are out boating and enjoying themselves. And we're looking, unfortunately, it's coming to a wrap fairly soon.
I grew up on the ocean, right? I grew up in the North Shore of Boston, and I spent a lot of time in the ocean. So, like, what kind of boats are up this far in the lake? What kind of boating do people do on the river?
You know, it's quite a mixture. Most of it is smaller boating, so I would say 26 feet and under. But, you know, we're so fortunate. I mean, just take Portland alone. There's 15 miles of waterfront. There's a lot of islands and places, beaches where you can anchor and congregate over the weekend. So you'll see them out there, whether it's jet skis, families out there tubing, wakeboarding.
So you can do, like, the water skiing and all that stuff?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, so it's quite active up here. And again, just in our small town, we've got, I think, 5 marinas and 3 yacht clubs. You wouldn't believe it this far up the Connecticut River.
Ryan says six.
Six, okay. He's the boss.
Can you go how far up and down can you go?
Well, you can go all the way from Hartford to Long Island Sound and Old Sammer.
Really? How long would it take?
It's about 30 miles, so depending on how fast you're going, but, you know, generally an hour and a half or so.
So will people take their boats from here and go out to the ocean?
Oh, certainly.
Wow. And you sell boats. I love looking at, I'm terrible at boating, but you sell, and you obviously have slips and so on.
We do. We sell and service boats here in Portland and have dockage, winter storage.
It's incredible. So in terms of local businesses, like in terms of the relationship, because I was going to ask you, like, your relationship with Ryan, local businesses, in a small town like this, how does it all work?
You know, we're pretty fortunate here. Everybody has the same goals in Portland, right? So whether it's and I'm not part of the Tourism Bureau, right? But Bob highlighted our river. So, you know, we've got wonderful waterfront here. We've got amazing businesses. If you know, chain, local, you want to go to the Portland Ale House, you want to come here to Malilly's. We've got golf courses galore and Chris Cody's shop. We have outdoor recreation. And everybody really has the same goal, Brian. I'm going to be honest. You know, Portland is a wonderful community. It's really all about community. So when a business like Bob needs some help, it's not always for them. It's how do we keep Connecticut's economy running? How do we give different opportunities and products to our Portland residents and our Connecticut residents? So they make it really easy because it's common sense.
Yeah, but here it's like one of those things where growth is the challenge in Connecticut, right? I mean, you have a beautiful town. It's just about 10,000 people. How do you grow without compromising the characteristics that you love? You know what I mean? But I find that even, like, if you said, I'm willing to compromise the characteristics that I love, it's hard to grow, right? I mean, so is your business, how long have you been doing it? Is a family business?
Did
your dad do it and mom do it?
Well, actually, my grandparents. So we'll be fortunate enough to celebrate our 80th anniversary in 2025. So we've been around a little bit.
And how's the scale of the business compared to when your grandfather was at his height?
Well, you know, my grandparents started out of their basement in Route 66 until the boats became so large that we had to move off the highway to a water location. So, I mean, we're significantly larger than we were 80 years ago, and we continue to grow. And you know, to be honest, we have to grow to keep up with the commitments that and regulations and expenses.
How does it work along the rivers? Do you have to own the land along it have the frontage?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so in terms of, there are a lot of houses along the river, too. Like, I just don't know what the river looks like because I haven't been on
it. Well, that'll be our next show. We'll do a live show on the Connecticut River.
Because I see the boats zipping. I'm at the confluence of the Farmington in Connecticut. I'm in Windsor. And I see little small fishing boats up there all the time. But, I mean, I don't know. It must be fascinating to go up and down
it is.
River.
You know, the one thing that we have on the Connecticut River is a lot of elevation and hills. So in this area, there isn't as much housing as you get further downriver towards Deep River, Essex, where the land's a little bit lower. You know, there's more houses up here. But there's still a lot of untapped land along the Connecticut River this far up.
I want to get to some of the electric bill stuff with you in a second, but I grew up in a fishing town, but my brother pulled traps and had his own boat. I don't know anything about boating. Someone who wants to get into boating, you know, they shouldn't just go out and buy a boat and then all of a sudden start ripping around. Like, how does somebody who maybe has the means, because it's not an inexpensive thing to get involved in, how do you tell them to progress to the point where they can do it on their own?
Well, I would say that, you know, the first step is to go to, you know, to go to a dealership like ours and talk to one of our sales professionals and see what kind of boating meets your needs. If you're a fisherman, if you want to go out and do some family boating, see what style and price you're looking for, and we'll get you out on the water.
I love looking at the boats. And we spend a lot of time in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and they must have, like, 5,000
big boating
boats.
Area.
Yeah, it's insane. They have such boat envy. Bob Petzold from Petzold's Marine Center joining us, and Representative Christy Carpino as well. So all this stuff with these Eversource bills and everything, I mean, what do you think we should do?
This is painful. I mean, and the most recent decision is, you know, I'm glad we're sitting here in a restaurant. We need some salt. I mean, talk about putting salt in the wounds.
Yeah.
I mean, this is horrific. People are calling. The advantage of being a local state representative is you see them in town, right, in passing. I said, Christy, do you know what my bill looks like? I said, yeah, let me tell you what my bill looks like.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you. My usage dropped from July of last year. You know, I like facts and I like detail. So I pulled out both bills. July 2023, July 2024, you don't want to know the percentage increase.
Yeah.
It needs to be addressed. We need to go into special session, and that's not the Republicans. That's the governor needs to call in, the Republicans, Democrats. This is not a political issue with a partisan bent.
But taking the rainy day, I mean, there's a lot of different elements to it. Like, they shouldn't have let people not pay for as long as they did, and we all know that. And there's all these, they should have also made Eversource claw it back over a longer period of time. Like, I don't want to get into the minutia of it, but if you just take some money from the rainy day fund or whatever to pay for it now, that doesn't necessarily solve the problem.
Agreed. So, right, it needs to be, and we've spoken about some suggestions. And again, suggestions and solutions are not partisan, but we need to get in there together. So it needs to be a two-pronged approach, right? We need to stop the immediate pain. And it's not just it's the you and I. I've heard from veterans. I've heard from seniors, right? It's not just the Bob.
It hurts me, but it doesn't. Jeopardy. I'm not choosing between food and heat.
Right.
There are people out there who have to choose between those two.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're the people we really need to keep in mind. So we need to take some budget surplus money and really look at that immediate pain. And what are we going to do about those immediate
challenges?
Why would
Democrats be against that? Because they're the ones who wanted to spend more anyway.
I hope the governor calls us in. I'd love to hear their answers. But we've got to get in to do something. And we really need to look at, you know, I don't set the rates. The governor doesn't set the rates. Pura sets the rates. And they really need to be independent. I mean, that seems like common sense as we're sitting here around physically around a table.
Yeah.
But we need an independent body to set those rates. We need to look at the entire structure. And frankly, if the state government is going to make policy decisions, it shouldn't be on the backs of the average individuals to pay for some of those decisions, right? And that's what we keep hearing about.
I think that is really important. And I don't think that's a partisan statement, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think there's an inherent conflict between for-profit businesses and stuff that people consider a right. I mean, there's just a conflict with all this stuff, and it's maybe been there since the dawn of, you know, the Industrial Revolution. I just want to ask you one last question. What other issues around Portland that you see, like, the, you know, that are good, bad, and different challenges? Like, what's going on in this town?
Portland is fortunate, and I say that sincerely, is because we have the ability and our residents speak up, right? So right now, at least in the summer months, it's about community. People are out and about enjoying the positives, and I think it's that balance. So I wouldn't call it a challenge. I will tell you it's the opportunity that we are enjoying as a community now. Portland has been very deliberate, and credit to the first selectman and the first selectwoman before him and the bipartisan nature of our community. People are enjoying the balance we have. But I do think the balance and the challenge overall in Portland is, how do we keep Connecticut affordable so the people can enjoy all Portland has to offer? They can't go out on the airline trail and take a walk or kayak in the river or get a boat from Petzl's or go to the Portland Ale House if they can't afford to live in Connecticut, right? So that is the overarching concern I hear from Portland and across the state.
Yeah.
It's getting a little expensive here.
We need our kids to stay, raise their families. I mean, that's... You don't want to get too old.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, let's just be honest. Bob, it's great to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
I love, like, just anything along the, whether it's lake living or river or the ocean, just the water is the best. And so I hope people go down to Petzl's Marine Center. I'm eyeballing this $2 million boat that's in Florida right now. That's the one I'm looking at. The Saber from the 58
Saber. Yep.
Yeah, that looks good.
That'd be a nice boat for you.
And it would be nice. Representative Carpino, it's always good to see you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much that we're going to hold you to that going down the river the next time you
come back. I think that would be so much fun. Yeah. So maybe we'll put a pin in that. Let's go over to Bob Cox.
All right, Brian, this morning we have some patchy low clouds, areas of fog and smoke. The low clouds and fog will break up today, but the smoke remains. That'll give us a hazy sky, though mostly sunny with highs of 85 to 90 this afternoon. Right now it's 66 at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
And now, a WTIC news update.
7:31. Good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. The outcry over consumers' electricity bills did not tamp down Thursday. Many are still incredulous over word this week that Eversource bills were increasing an average of $3 a month now to foot the $80 million bill for the electric vehicle charging grid. House GOP leader Vincent Cantalora says that the vast majority of residents can't even afford an EV.
The poorer or the middle-class communities now have to pay for these wealthy Teslas that are in our wealthy suburbs. When you run the zip codes of who are able to afford EVs, right, it makes your head explode. It's their second car, and these people are making six figures. People that are making, you know, $25,000 a year are subsidizing those programs.
State Senate Democratic Leader Bob Duff says that there's another issue when it comes to the public benefits charge on the bill that skyrocketed for many in July.
The real issue of the public benefit charge, $600 million, is the Millstone deal. That's what you really want to get after.
Over 40,000 have signed an online petition urging Governor Lamont and state lawmakers to call on PURA to get rid of the public benefits charges. Talks for a ceasefire in Gaza are set to continue today amid reports of progress.
Israeli press reports said the first day of talks mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar made progress, and talks will continue for a second day. The negotiations are meant to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of some 115 hostages Hamas is holding, although at least 40 of them are dead, according to the Israeli army. There are still differences over whether Israeli soldiers will stay on the border between Gaza and Egypt to prevent smuggling.
That's correspondent Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Police in Hartford say a man was shot in broad daylight Thursday afternoon. It was just after 1:30 when officers were checking out a shot spotter notification in the area of Hungerford and Russ Streets. Officers found the victim in the area of 594 Park Street, though, having run away from the original location. The victim, in his 20s, is hospitalized and is said to be in critical condition. The shooting comes hours after another man was shot Wednesday night on Martin Street. Both cases are still under investigation. A fire at a home in Seymour leaves a person injured. That person was burned when fire erupted Thursday evening at the home on Lynn Terrace. The cause of the fire is not clear, and we also don't have an update on how that person's doing after receiving those burns. We're getting the latest look at how jobs are faring in Connecticut. The State Labor Department finds unemployment's dropped again from 3.9% to 3.6%. 700 jobs were added last month, suggesting a still strong job market.
The largest gains in July were in other services, which includes everything from auto repair to hair salons, and administrative and support services, which includes services to buildings and dwellings and employment services such as temporary agencies. Both other and administrative services had declines in June.
Director of Research Patrick Flaherty. WTIC News is 7:34.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What if I told you your home movies are already past their prime? It's true. The magnetic tape used in VHS and camcorder tapes only lasts between 10 to 20 years, which means your baby's first steps, weddings, and family vacations are fading away as we speak. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box stops this fading process in its tracks. And by preserving your recordings, they're safe forever. Legacy Box is simply the best way to preserve your past, which is why they've been trusted by over 1 million families. Your memories are meant to be shared, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. For a limited time, you can convert your tapes to digital for just $9 a tape. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. That includes film reels and photos, too. Visit legacybox.com/value to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/value to unlock our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/value.
WTIC News time is 7:36. Additional security measures will soon be part of some campaign events for former President Trump.
Federal law enforcement officials tell CBS News the Secret Service is arranging for former President Donald Trump to resume outdoor campaign rallies by surrounding his podium with bulletproof glass. This level of protection is typically reserved for sitting presidents, but we're told the Secret Service is making an exception following last month's assassination attempt.
That's Washington correspondent Major Garrett. Two of the five people arrested in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry have appeared in Los Angeles federal court.
Jasmine Sangha and Dr. Salvador Placentia have pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges against them. Bond for Placentia was set at $100,000, but it was denied for Sangha, who U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says is
a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Sangha and Placentia's trial dates are scheduled for October. Authorities say Matthew Perry had been undergoing ketamine treatment for depression, but the drug had been used illegally for months. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Taylor Swift was back on stage last night. Brian and Matt, correspondent Vicky Barker's covering.
Welcome to the Eras Tour!
The 92,000 fans in London's Wembley Stadium last night were treated to nearly 3.5 hours of songs, 16 costume changes, and a surprise guest appearance from Ed Sheeran. Swift made no mention of the alleged terror plot, which had forced the cancellation of last week's shows in Vienna, nor of the stabbing deaths of three little girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class here last month. The pop singer reportedly reached out privately to the bereaved families. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
I think that makes three Taylor stories for me this week. Not counting.
You got to put some money in like this Taylor jar. That's too many.
Yeah, that's too many.
It's too many.
Especially with Post Malone's new album out. Hit it.
Yeah. Morgan.
Maybe I don't have the heart to break yours.
Dolly Parton, come on.
I mean, I listened to something he did. He was at the Grand Ole Opry like last night, I think. I listened to something he did with somebody else.
Laney Wilson was there with him, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So
going sounded to see him
good.
Fenway.
When is he going to be at Fenway?
September 18th, and then he'll be over at the Xfinity Theater in Hartford on the 21st of September.
So the thing with something like that, though, I have to tell you, like, so many of his songs are collaborations. You can't get all these stars to go. So, like, what do they do?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going to... I know he's doing a bunch of covers on his tour of, like, country songs, too, but he'll do some of his originals, too. But
yeah, it's cool. Listen... we are coming up 7:50. Sean Hayes from Brownstone Park, also owns Powder Ridge, will join us. Brownstone Park is like a water park, fun stuff right here in Portland. I didn't know. I'm looking at the stuff that you can do there. It's awesome. But right now, let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Panderas and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. This traffic report is being brought to you by New Balance, and everything seems to be in very good balance on the roads right now. No delays. Both sides of 84 Farmington and Vernon, 91 North and Southbound, moving well. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks, 291, 384. That looks good. East of the river, 2 westbound, no issues. Glastonbury into Marlboro. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks good, 84 and 891 in the Parkway. Easy ride down toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Sponsored by New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, your headquarters for back-to-school sneakers.
This is Michael DeCibio from New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, where you'll find both fashion and fit for back-to-school. With our large selection and fit specialists, we'll help you find the right sneaker in the right size so everyone goes home happy. Visit New Balance at Evergreen Walk in South Windsor and on Route 44 in the Avon Marketplace.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, if you're planning a trip to Bermuda this weekend, you might want to consider alternative plans. You've got a hurricane warning up for the island, and conditions will be going downhill there today. Last check, Ernesto, a hurricane with max winds up to 100 miles an hour, was located 320 miles to the south-southwest of Bermuda, moving toward the north-northeast at about 13 miles per hour. That system is going to stay well east of the U.S. East Coast. In fact, it'll probably pass off to the east of Nova Scotia once it gets up to that latitude. However, it will probably generate some wave action and dangerous rip currents along the ocean-facing beaches of New England and other parts of the Northeast this weekend. So if you're planning to, say, go to Cape Cod or Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, eastern Long Island, or any part of the New England coast, be aware that you could have dangerous conditions if you were planning on swimming. Heed local advice from lifeguards and authorities on beach conditions, as it could be rather rough this weekend due to the distant Hurricane Ernesto. Back here on land, we've got a lot of wildfire smoke in the air again today. That'll stick with us through the day, so it'll be kind of a hazy sky. In addition to that, we do have some low clouds and fog obscuring things in parts of the state this morning. That will tend to break up, and by and large, it'll be a mostly sunny day, though kind of a filtered sun. Highs about 85 to 90 this afternoon, and moderate humidity, dew points in the 60s. Not a whole lot of wind either. There's an outside chance for a shower, a thunder shower, to pop up in the Berkshires or somewhere in the northern hills later today. Maybe a 20 or 30% chance at best in those locations for that. Most of us are going to remain completely dry through the day, however. Tonight it's partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog forming, lows in the 60s. And the closer we've gotten to the weekend, the better the outlook has become. it's not stellar, but by and large, a lot of your plans can go forward for the weekend. In fact, I think much of the day tomorrow, if not the entire daytime, will be dry. I suppose you can't rule out a spot shower somewhere, especially later in the day. But I think most of us are dry while it's light out tomorrow. We'll probably start out kind of gray Saturday with some low clouds and areas of fog. Then some partial sun we'll try to mix in. Highs in the low 80s. Mostly cloudy Saturday night with the chance for a shower or thunder shower. Patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Sunday we'll have clouds and maybe a few breaks of sun. There will be a shower or two around. The chance for a thunder shower, but it's not a washout by any stretch. Many hours probably dry, highs in the low 80s. However, it does get wetter Sunday night and Monday, more widespread showers and areas of rain, and the chance for a thunderstorm as a cold front pushes in. The high near 80 Monday, maybe a couple lingering showers into early Tuesday, depending on the exact timing of that front, and then becomes partly sunny with highs in the 70s, and will keep highs in the 70s Wednesday despite ample sunshine. Right now it's 66 degrees at the weather station. WTIC News Talk 1080.
You know, pain from arthritis is awful. Bone on bone, constant pain. It can rob you of so much of the stuff you love to do, but there are effective ways to deal with that pain, and I'm not talking about drugs or surgery. Brian Shackman here. There are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief, and the place to go is QC Kinetics. They use cutting-edge treatments. They accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. If you're living with chronic pain, whether it's from arthritis or injury, you need to know steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only options. Learn how QC Kinetics can use advanced regenerative medicine to treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. These guys have made thousands of people happier. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready to help you with this regenerative, restorative cellular treatments for your achy joints. It's the future of medicine. Consultation's free. Check them out. 860-440-PAIN. Again, it's 860-440-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. They're in Avon, New Haven, and Glastonbury. And that number one more time, 860-440-PAIN.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code BETTER and get 15% off your first purchase with code BETTER, like the Lumi Starter Pack, acidified body wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. Code BETTER for 15% off your first purchase. Love it or return it for free. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. Code BETTER to save 15% today.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Hi, Jerry Brooks here for Twilight Wish to remind you that our second annual golf tournament will be held in October. On Friday, October 4th, we'll host our annual fundraiser in Berlin at the Timberland Golf Course. All proceeds are used to grant wishes for our seniors throughout the year. It's a great day of golfing, food, and great raffle prizes, including a silent auction. Go to our website to sponsor, register, or volunteer. That's twilightwishct.org.
Ground level storage containers, road trailers, or mobile offices. Don't get stressed. Get Eagle. Just call Eagle Leasing at 1-800-GET-EAGLE or get a quote at eagleleasing.com. I'm Brandon Eagle. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
Facilities managers, it's time to think inside the box. Storage trailers and ground-level storage containers from Eagle Leasing are the way to go. I'm Mike Eagle. Call 1-800-GET-EAGLE or visit us at eagleleasing.com. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JABRAEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Columbia Implant Center introduces AI technology to our multi-specialty practice and digital lab. We fabricate teeth replacement with efficiency, quality, and accuracy. One day, same day, 7 days. Call 860-730-6020 or visit ColumbiaImplantCenter.com.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
And one last quick check here is the Sox will lose game one to the Orioles last night. 5-1, the final. They'll go again tonight for the second of four this weekend against the Baltimore Orioles. 7:05 first pitch. Cooper Criswell has the ball for Boston. Now the Yankees off last night. They get going up in Detroit tonight. 6:40 start. Garrett Cole goes for the Yanks. Of course, they'll be in Detroit tonight and tomorrow, and then they'll head over to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Listen, if they get swept by the Detroit Tigers, Brian, there's only one thing they can do.
What?
Fire Boone.
That's it. I love that. I don't know why. I love that so much.
Yeah, that one will be on ESPN for Sunday Night Baseball. It should be fun to watch. The Mets squandered a 6-4 lead yesterday to the Oakland A's. They lose 7-6. They get going with the Miami Marlins at Citi Field tonight at 7:10. Yard Goats, of course, continue the weekend at Duncan Park against the Yankee affiliate Somerset Patriots. They lose again last night, 9-3 for the third straight loss against the Somerset Patriots. 7:10 start tonight. You get a cape as they're doing a strikeout cancer and a cape night tonight. So get a superhero cape as you walk in. And Patriots fans got to see Drake May last night, 6 of 11, 47 yards, ran in a 4-yard score. Patriots dropped their game to the Eagles, though, 14-13. They got one more preseason game in D.C., next Sunday against the Commanders, and they open up on the road on September 8th.
Fire Boone.
Yeah. 7:49. Send over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much. And continues to be very, very quiet on the roads this morning. 8491, Route 22, 91834. Moving very well. Quiet if you're traveling into Middletown, 9 in the Aragoti Bridge. Also, Route 66. No issues heading over to see Brian this morning in Portland. Waterbury, 84 and 8, moving well. 91 in the Parkway. Okay, heading down in toward New Haven. We have a crash on the Milford Connector. On the southbound side, just prior to 95 by 2B, left lane blocked there. There are delays back to the Wilbur Cross Parkway behind that. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
We have a ridge of high pressure building in from the west today that will give us a mostly sunny sky overall. So if you have some low clouds or fog out there still, you'll join the rest of the area in mostly sunny conditions today. It'll be hazy, though, due to smoke in the air. Lots of that still around. Air quality alert up in western Massachusetts today. Highs about 85 to 90 with moderate humidity, dew points in the 60s and light wind. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, areas of fog forming, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, low clouds and areas of fog early, then some partial sun mixes in, highs in the low 80s. Chance for a shower or thunder shower Saturday night to Sunday. Sunday's highs in the low 80s. Currently 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
La 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 la.
Oops. Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill.
La, 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 la.
Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We, of course, are continuing our darting across Connecticut. We are at Malilly's on Main Street in Portland. It's like a who's who here. I mean, we even got our boss here. It's, you know, it's, we got a lot going on. Come down and have some breakfast. I haven't been able to get mine yet. I've had plenty of coffee, though. Not my 400 milligrams. And we're talking with, you know, everybody. And Sean Hayes, who owns Brownstone Park here in Portland, also owns Powder Ridge. Where is Powder Ridge again?
Powder Ridge is over in Middlefield, Connecticut.
For some reason, my kids' school went to Sundown, but I love, like, the ski places in Connecticut are hysterical to me because it's like, I go there, I scare the heck out of me because it's like, you ever see Hot Tub Time Machine? I swear to God. So, like, I feel like Sundown is like Hot Tub Time Machine for middle schoolers. Like, it's just like, they just own the place. And, I mean, it's hysterical. But we'll talk about that in a second because Brownstone Park is here in Portland. And it's so cool. And you and your brothers built this from nothing.
Yeah, it was an old flooded quarry, like hundreds across the country, abandoned.
How deep does it go?
That's the unique. It's 110 feet straight to the bottom.
Holy crow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, it's deep. So we require
everyone. So you lose a wedding ring, you're not finding it.
No, we've had some, too. Can you go down and find my engagement ring? And it's like, no.
So how did you come up with the concept? Talk to me about it.
You know, it was a very simple concept because we grew up at a time in the 70s and 80s where we could go out and enjoy life, explore, discover, you know, climb trees, jump
not
off
over
cliffs.
Because you weren't supervised.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, scrape our knees and et cetera, et cetera. So we wanted to give our kids that same opportunity but in a safe environment. So we created Brownstone for kids and adults. To go out and discover, climb, jump, swim, scuba dive, you know, extremes, but in a safe and controlled manner.
Sure.
And be a part of the community. And it's not just a place for customers to come, but it's a place for the kids in this community to have their first jobs. We employ 250 18 to 25-year-olds mostly. And it's
that
their first
job. That sounds frightening, by the way.
It does. It's a challenge. But it gives them an opportunity to discover again who they are.
Yeah.
So it's about discovery.
Well, the truth is, like, there's so many questions from that. From, you know, I had some jobs in the service industry, whether it's waiting tables or bartending or whatever, and there's a whole social culture about that. I'm sure, like, the social culture of working at Brownstone Park must be incredible.
Oh, and, you know, we get them eat both sides. So you get the kid that comes in and discovers, oh, this is real work. I'm not doing this.
Right.
I mean, he's gone within a week. But those that stick with us, they're with us for their junior, senior year in high school, all through their college career.
Oh, yeah.
And then they move on to their real jobs. And it's a place for the community to gather.
We're talking with Sean Hayes, who owns Brownstone Park in Powder Ridge. So tell me, just go through the list, because I find this amazing. So what are the things you, like, give me a couple of the highlights of, like, what is most popular at the park.
When we look at it, it's our zip lines. We have, you know, right now I think it's 14 to 16 zip lines. So you can step off the side of a cliff and go across, and you skim across the surface of the water on these zip lines. You can go cliff jumping, you know, you can go rock climbing, you can go scuba diving, snorkeling, swimming. We have giant inflatable obstacle courses, so you're climbing.
That's
fun. And yeah, it's real fun in a safe environment. And of course our rope swings, so you know, it's all these what I call adventure sports, challenging yourselves. And we just make sure we warn the parents out there, guys, you're not 20-something anymore, and you can't keep up with your teenage kid all day long.
Right.
So please be aware.
I won't even ask you what your insurance must be, because it sounds super fun. A couple quick questions. Like, how much – you do season passes, I know, but, like, if you wanted to take the family for a day, like, what's the cost range we're talking about?
You know, we try to keep it simple, okay? So it's our swim pass is $39, all-day pass, full access, and then it's a $49 adventure pass, which includes all the activities in the park except for wakeboarding. If you want to upgrade, it's $10 more for wakeboarding, and that's it. So you now, here's the big advantage with Brownstone. We don't charge you for parking. The town has cooperated, providing parking for the facility, and we don't restrict You can bring your own picnic lunch. No grilling, but you can right. bring your own food.
So you can sell it, but if people want to bring it, they bring it. They can stay there all day.
That's right. So we get big families coming in, 10, 15 people. They bring in their own lunch, and they can afford a great day at the park.
How is business?
Business this year is phenomenal. We've got, all the things are clicking back. Since COVID, it has been a struggle for Brownstone. The first year coming out of COVID, mom and dad weren't ready for their teenage kids to go back to work.
Right.
So we had to restrict our capacity. Last year, we had rain. We're very weather-dependent every weekend. This year, all things combining, we got our employees back. We got the weather cooperating, so we're having a good season at Brownstone.
So all you have to do, honestly, go to brownstonepark.com and take a look at all the things that they have. I had no idea. And it's just really, like, when I think of, like, just taking the kids and just plugging in and going, you know, it's just a great way to be outside. And speaking of plugging, without, you know, any electronics or what have you. So
and that's the key.
It's to get them to just focus on the experience and having fun without that device. We're talking with Sean Hayes from Brownstone Park and also Powder Ridge. Can I ask you a Powder Ridge question?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I talked about Ski Sundown and my kids. I'm not getting into a climate change debate, but with the winters being what they are, is snow making enough to offset the lack of natural snow? And like, I find that business to be so fascinating because it's such feast or famine. But is it not a famine as much now because you can control the snow?
You know, you can. We have what I'll call traditional snow making. So you need 27 degrees wet bulb temperature, mix between humidity and temperature, to make snow. Okay. And if you get, you know, a good stretch of 4 or 5 nights, you can make enough snow to cover these mountains. There's no doubt about it. But we've even hedged it beyond. This year we invested in what's called a snow factory. It's 2 giant container trailers that came in from Italy, and it makes snow, basically, inside of it, no matter what the outside temperature is. So we will,
and then you spray it out?
Then we spray it out, and we leave it in piles. So we will begin making snow for the first time at Powder Ridge starting October 1st.
Wow.
Leave it in piles, and we guarantee we will open on Black Friday for skiing and tubing.
No matter what.
No matter what.
It must cost a lot.
It's an investment, but it's an investment in the community. It's an investment for our customers. But most importantly, how do you sell a ticket if you don't know when? So this gives us the ability to pre-sell tickets to make people assured that there will be snow on this hill.
Do you get stressed out about the you have these two businesses that they, like, people's health and well-being? Like,
have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.